months I had spent on learning more about the city of Fulton's interesting history, I became intrigued in how the city came to be in the first place. While the city's history began in 1902 when two towns came together to form one community, the story of Fulton and its people did not begin there. In this episode, local author and history buff Jim Farfaya will talk about how this city came to be. This is Cassidy Paulo with Oswego County Today, and you are listening to Fulton, New York, A History, a podcast that uncovers the almost forgotten history of Fulton.
Okay, so my name is Jim Farfaya, born in Fulton, lived here most of my life. I did leave the area for a while to teach school, but I've been here almost my whole life. You know, I work for Oswego County, so I sort of learned the history through just working with different parts of the area. But toward the end of my career, my full-time career working for the county, I just started to discover my enjoyment of writing. I like writing. It was a nice transition career for me, so I started writing poetry, and I wrote some poems about my uncles who were muck farmers in Oswego area, Fulton specifically, and had a program at the Fulton Library to read my poems, and there were muck farmers there. And when I got done, they started telling me their stories of working the mucks in this area, and it was fascinating to me. And in my head, I'm thinking, there's a book there. There's a story there of those muck farmers and how they created all these great farms in the Fulton area. And that's what started the history thing for me, was interviewing those folks, researching the history, and then writing the book and enjoying it, and then thinking, oh, well, there's some other topics I would enjoy. So that's how I got into writing about local history. The city of Fulton was incorporated in 1902 from two towns, the town of Oswego Falls, which was on the west side of the river, and then the town of Fulton, which was on the east side of the river, and they formed the city in 1902. But the history goes back even further than that, and I just have been doing a lot of research about how our area, I'll say how our area was founded or formed, because it was here long before it was a city, right? But by reading a book that the Fulton Historical Society, the Pratt House, had published by a woman named June Holden, and it's called Fulton, New York, A Narrative History. Nice title. And June did a lot of research on how this area was developed and formed into a city. So I've just finished reading it and sort of pulling data research from it. And so it's kind of fresh in my mind that June said the first people who lived here, which probably isn't a surprise to a lot of your listeners, were Native Americans, because this was a big area. There were Native American tribes. There were several big Native American tribes, more in the Onondaga area, but they discovered the Fulton area by boat, by coming down the rivers. And some of your listeners will know a place called Three Rivers, which is in the Phoenix area. And that's where the Seneca River and the Oneida River merge into the Oswego River, which is where they got the name of Three Rivers. And then, so Native Americans, you know, rode their boats, traveled on their boats down the Oswego River, you know, eventually leading to Oswego. But when they got to Fulton area, they ran into some pretty difficult falls. June in the book described that it was a pretty slow, gradual drop in elevation on the river as you go toward the lake, which is the low point, right, until you got to Fulton. And then there was a sharp drop. She described it as a 10-foot ledge. So that's where that Oswego Falls comes from, right? The Oswego River Falls. And only the bravest, or maybe we could say the most daredevilish boaters would try to go over those falls, because 10 feet is quite a drop. So what the Native Americans did was they got out of their boats, came on land, and then carried their boats further down the lake, which started these little footpaths in this area that we call Fulton. So that was really the beginning of it. Soon, you know, word got around that it was an area that had nourishment, had food. There were berry bushes and nut trees, and you know, lots of wild animals that could be captured, and you know, eggs could be taken from birds' nests for eggs. And so, like, there was like a food source, which is always important for people to have if they're going to live here. So, you know, Native American tribes started hearing about that, and nobody actually settled here yet because it was pretty wilderness here, but it was a stopping point, you know, on your way through. If you were going down on that canoe heading to Lake Ontario for whatever reason, you might stop in this area. And then the earliest white man, if you will, or white visitor, non-Native American, will say, to come to this area, June described as a man named Daniel Masters. And in 1793, Daniel decided, by this time there were a number of white men, white travelers coming through here for whatever reason. Some were missionaries trying to convert Native Americans to Christianity. Some were hunters. Some were trying to get to Oswego to, you know, go to the fort, go to a ship that might be leaving the Fort Ontario area for other areas. And Daniel noticed that everybody stopped here because you had to get your boat out, walk it down, and then, you know, go to the other side of the falls. And for people that know Fulton, you can picture that walk being from approximately the upper bridge, which is Broadway Bridge, to the lower bridge, Oneida Street Bridge. You know, not a long walk, but, you know, if you're carrying a canoe and provisions, it's a little bit of a hike. Daniel decided to have a house, you're creating housing there. So if somebody were to come by later in the evening, they might choose to spend the night and then carry on to the next day. So I kind of jokingly think of Daniel Masters as owning the first bed and breakfast in Fulton, you know. I'm not sure if he served a meal, but it was a stopping point. So that was probably the first person who made money by being here, by charging for lodging. People also noticed that there was money to be made with fishing industry. The Oswego River was just, had a multitude of fish to be caught. Salmon, you know, which you don't hear about salmon in this area much more. It's usually more in the Pulaski area, Salmon River Falls and such. But at that time, there were a lot of salmon. And so there was salmon, and then eel. I found that very interesting. Eel, I wouldn't think of eel being in this area, but June in her book describes something, and I'll spell it. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. W-E-I-R, maybe weir or wire, maybe. But these were boxes that they would catch eel in that had slats that the eel could go into, but then thinner slats on the other side. They get trapped in these boxes. And the fishermen would collect them and be able to sell those for a profit. So there were ways to make money here. That again, so that some people found this area kind of attractive to be here. The other thing that Daniel Masters did, and, you know, somebody maybe someday could research him because he sounds like a pretty interesting fellow, but he also devised ways to move people's possessions. You know, the canoes, boxes of, you know, maybe they were traveling with goods they were selling or things to deliver to other people. Daniel hooked up these oxen and mules that would drag these boats along the river and then somehow carry them over the falls and then down so that people didn't have to lug those when they were walking on land. And it was another way to make money. So he was a pretty entrepreneurial kind of a guy. So, and the third thing that he did was to create a sawmill. And that's when I think this area really started to develop into more of a community where, you know, as you can imagine, a pretty wilderness area, lots of hardwood trees, lots of, you know, fully mature trees that Daniel opened a sawmill, again, powered by the water of the river, right, to create lumber. And as fast as he could make that lumber, people were buying it to build their first homes here. And that's what created the beginnings of communities in this area. From those sawmills, from the success of his sawmill, there were grain mills developed, so, you know, flour mills, paper mills. You know, at one time there were nearly a dozen different paper mills working off the Oswego River and some of the tributary streams and stuff, making things, tissue paper, toilet paper, you know, writing paper, all those kinds of things. And then cloth, clothing, the woolen mills, some people might remember that name, was a large industry. All of those powered by the Oswego River. So one of the things that happened in after Daniel Masters had opened his sawmills and the mills started and this area started developing was the Erie Canal was proposed and then built through many years. And originally it was not the part of the canal system was not going to be part of the Oswego River. But the people that lived in this area saw the value of that and rallied, asked New York State if they could support the canal system moving through the Oswego River, too, which it did. So we now know that there were different spots on the Oswego River, Phoenix, Fulton, Minetto, where locks were put in as part of the canal system, which part of the canal system widened the river and deepened the river so that larger boats could go through. And one of the boats that they were hoping would come this far north on the Erie Canal system was the steamboat. And the steamboat was invented by Robert Fulton. Somebody was thinking ahead, or maybe thinking, hopefully, that the steamboats would come here, and they suggested that they name one of the towns here Fulton, which is how Fulton got its name and then incorporated into the city of Fulton. So we can thank Robert Fulton for our name. Unfortunately, the steamboat never made it this far. I'm not sure why that is, but that's how we got our name. There was money available for cities to use for development, but you had to be an incorporated city. And neither of the two towns here were a city. And one of the stipulations for being a city was a population of 10,000 people. And the town of Fulton and the town of Oswego Falls were not 10,000 separately, but together they were. And so they through discussion and negotiations, they decided to incorporate. And that was to have available some of that money that would be available from the state and be able to operate under the state rules for cities. And Nestle factory was the chocolate factory that came here in 1902, which was the year Fulton incorporated. And so they were not the first industry that was here. There was already those sawmills and other types of factories. But they were the first factory to be welcomed from the city of Fulton. Go back to that image of those oxen and those mules creating a path, carrying those, you know, dragging those boats of goods up and down this area. Those created our first streets, you know, pretty primitive looking streets, right? They were dirt, and I'm sure in the rainy season and the snowy season, they were pretty muddy. But those were, people who know Fulton know First Street, South First Street, and West First Street on the west side of the river. That's where those streets came from. And then you can imagine the river just being dotted with factories that were run by the water power. So there weren't a lot of homes in that area. Homes were built further away from the river. On the east side of the river, if you're familiar with Fulton, you know that, you know, after a few blocks, things go uphill. Okay, I'm talking about the area, you know, where St. Mary's Church is and the old Fulton High School, that area is pretty far up the hill. Those were some of the first prominent homes that were built in the area, larger homes, some of them that's still standing. Not the original buildings, but certainly soon after, maybe early 1800s, mid-1800s, homes. Some of those homes are still standing in that area. Those are the first big homes that came here. And actually just really primitive versions of what we see today. The first couple of blocks on either side of the river were kind of the downtown area or the merchant area where people did their shopping and their trading and that sort of thing. And then gradually moving out from those areas were homes. Really quickly on, people that stopped here realized the area for farming that this area had. once trees were cleared, they were able to create really good farming areas, places to graze their cows. In fact, one of the reasons Nestle came to Fulton, Nestle was trying to find their first factory in the United States, and they chose the Fulton area because originally Nestle's was a milk processing plant. They didn't make chocolate until later. They needed a place with a good source of dairy, and there were multiple dairy farms, still are, in this area because of this. It wasn't only the quantity of milk that was in this area, but the quality. The cows grazed in these pastures with, you know, rich meadow vegetation that made for a really rich buttermilk, rich in buttermilk, butterfat milk. So there were farms. So you can picture the river, the industry right along the river, the factories, then the downtown merchant area, and then communities, homes, farms. Farming became a real major industry in this area. And I've already mentioned the dairy farms, which were pivotal for Nestle coming here. But vegetable farms, crop farms became very prominent here. And it became known as a profession that anybody could go into as long as they were willing to do hard work. And as you know, that period of time between 1800 and 1900, when, you know, 1902, when the city incorporated, a lot of immigrants came to our country. Many of them were uneducated. Many of them did not have specific skills, but they had strong backs and they had a willingness to work. And so farming became a major industry in this area. And muck farms became a pretty unique type of farming for our area. And when I say unique, I mean unique for the whole world. Muck farms were created by the Ice Age. When the Ice Age happened, tens of thousands of years ago, ice came through this area, and then when it retreated, when the Ice Age ended and things warmed up, those big glaciers gouged holes in the ground that filled with water and became ponds and swamps. Some of them became like Nanawana, things like that, but smaller ponds developed, and over centuries, vegetation would settle in those ponds and fall to the bottom, you know, that life cycle of the season of growing and then decaying. And over really literally hundreds and hundreds of years, that vegetation formed on the bottom of those small ponds. Somebody got the idea to drain those ponds, and when they did, it was filled with rich organic material. And that's what muck farms are. They're the original organic farms before it became sort of cool to have an organic farm. And they raise the best vegetables. And farmers in this area, including the Fulton area, were well known for their vegetables grown on these muck farms. So that brought a lot of people to this area and a lot of ability to make a good living on farms. So that's another reason why between 1800 and 1900 our population grew so much. There will be no more muck farms, and what can happen is, you can imagine, every year a little of that organic soil gets used or blown away by wind and erosion. And New York State has a law now where you can't change swamp areas, you can't disturb swamp areas, which is what the muck farms were, those swampy pond areas. You can't do that anymore. So once the muck farms that are in existence now have lived their lives, there will be no more.
That was Jim Farfaya telling you the story of how the city of Fulton was formed. To check out his work, go to www.jimfarfaya.com. That's www.jimfarfaglia.com. Thank you for listening to Fulton, New York, A History. If you or someone you know is a Fulton history buff like Jim and have a story you would like to share in an episode of this podcast, email me at Cassidy@OswegoCountyToday.com.